Well, Kim, kind of a sad day around here. It's your last day working for OSU and working with us here on SUNUP.
Well, it's the last day, at least for 60 days. You know, I started in August of 1982, and it's been a wonderful time getting here. I've got an agreement with the division that in 60 days, and that's the state law, that you can't come back to work for 60 days, that in 60 days I can come back and do sign up and teach my course.
All right, and live the retired good life for a little while. Well, let's talk about the USDA reports that came out this week. They had the seeded acres and the grain stocks report come out. Were there any big surprises?
I don't think there were any big surprises in wheat. If anything, it was negative for wheat. The seeded acres were slightly higher than anticipated, but with corn, it was bullish. And corn, as you noticed, it was up relatively strong today. Wheat was up almost 30 cents at one point in time. It went up with corn and then it backed off as the trade looked at it and said, hey, we've got excess wheat in the bin, we've got excess wheat in the field, and we're going to have excess wheat next year. And so wheat prices backed off. And of course, they closed up 8, 9, 10 cents.
Okay, what do you think this means for the state's producers as they're wrapping up wheat harvest, or wrapped up canola harvest, corn's growing in the fields? What does this mean for them in going forward through the rest of the year?
Well, I think most of them are thinking about, if they still own wheat, do I sell it now or do I store it? I think what we saw today is wheat's going to follow corn prices. Corn's in the driving seat. Right now, quite a bit of wheat, especially the low-protein wheat, is moving into the feed market. And so I think if you want to watch wheat prices, watch what's happening with corn.
Okay, any more room for those prices to go anywhere? I mean, they've kind of trended up, like you were saying, a little bit.
Well, I think we've just stopped the bleeding is what we're doing. You know, the prices move like pendulums. They swung too far down and they came back up. You know, we got that 40 to 50 cent price rally. Really got up about 55 cents and then backed off to about 40. I think it's going to water around right now. Remember that the wheat prices, the trends are set in late August and early September.
Okay, now you're going to be gone for 60 days and we'll be back in September. What's going to be happening then when you get here?
Okay, on September 1 is probably the next time we'll do this tape and put it on SUNUP and on my website. It's like I said, I think prices are just going to waller around. I think the winter wheat crop, the market's got a pretty good handle on what it's going to be. I don't think there's many surprises out there in the foreign markets. So I look at wheat prices to waller around. Normally, they bottom out sometime in July, early July. August has never been a good month to sell the wheat. So with wheat prices, somewhere in the 450, 460 range, as we get into September 1, we're either going to be going up from there or down from there. But I expect, a 25 or 30 cent price range up and down until we get into late August and September. And then we will set the trend for the marketing year. As low as prices are, wheat prices can go down another 30 cents. But as low as they are, I expect them as we get out into December to be 25, 30, at least 30 cents higher than they are now, just enough to cover storage and interest, and probably an uptrend as we get into August and September, especially if something happens to a foreign crop.
All right, so does that mean that producers need to storing, selling, saving, a third, a third, and a third? What should we recommend for producers right now?
Well, in that the Oklahoma producers essentially got the wheat in the bin, they probably sold some. If they haven't sold some, I'd go ahead and sell at least a third of it and move it on in the market at these prices, especially with today's little 10-cent rally. I'd move some on that. I still like a third and a third and a third. You know, I waffle around, go ahead. If you can't take risk, now if you can't afford 30 cents risk, and that's storage and interest, that's even with no price decline. And so you've got up to a 50 cents price risk with storage interest and prices. If you can't take that risk, sell it all right now and manage your money. If you can afford the risk, I'd store at least half of it and maybe two thirds.
All right, spoken like a true economist. It's been a pleasure.
Been a pleasure with you too.
Thank you.